Philip Zimbardo's original prison experiments in 1974 demonstrated as much. He arbitrarily divided undergraduates at Stanford University into two groups, wardens and prisoners. But he had to stop the experiment after only 6 days because the wardens became sadistic and the prisoners depressed. This can produce hatred, of course, as Zimbardo showed, and to which he has devoted a new book. But it can also act as a marker that easily devolves into indifference. Ethnocentrism involves both hatred and indifference. I think it would be a rare individual who hates fish. We are just indifferent to them and are taking of their lives for food. Fish seem to pay us no attention, which isn't necessarily true. As a former scuba diver, I remember turning around after having an eerie feeling that I was being followed.